What I'll be highlighting for you today is the financial highlights of the modifications to the extension of the WASA, the WEA collective bargaining agreement. Teachers' salaries will be frozen for the next 2 years and will be lower than the CPI of 1.6 as allowed under Governor Walker's budget repair bill. The salary schedule is in place for the 2010-2011 contract year, will remain in place for both 2011-2012 and 2012-2013. No employee will receive a step for those years. Further, there will be no additional compensation allowed for co-curricular or extracurricular activities. Last week, Governor Walker lauded the Green Bay School District for approving a contract with their teachers that took into consideration the provisions he proposed in his budget repair bill. It must be noted here that the Board of Education's proposed contract with its teachers contains provisions outlined in Governor Walker's budget repair bill, as well as removal of step increases. Green Bay allowed step increases. Additionally, the board will be the final step in resolving disputes. Arbitration has been removed from the agreement. The district will pay the employer contribution to the retirement system, and the employees will now pay the employee contribution, currently 5.8%, to WRS as outlined in Governor Walker's budget repair bill. The board offered a restructured voluntary retirement benefit for teachers hired after January 1, 2011, and will determine an annual amount to be contributed to the teacher's retirement account, which would be available to teachers upon retirement. Insurance. Teachers currently pay 15% toward their insurance premiums, which is greater than the 12% recommended by Governor Walker in his budget repair bill. The board will now have the ability to determine the carrier, the level of benefits, and the plan design, and may change the carrier, the level of benefits, and the plan design during the term of the agreement. The district will utilize a committee structure composed of all employee groups to recommend any modification. This agreement will be effective July 1, 2011, and will be binding, and it shall remain in full force and effect through June 13, 2013.